Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 24 of Hebrews chapter 11. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, considering the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward. By faith he left Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is unseen. By faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, so that he who destroyed the firstborn would not touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as though they were passing through dry land, and the Egyptians, when they attempted it, were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they had been encircled for 7 days. By faith Rahab the harlot did not perish along with those who were disobedient, after she had welcomed the spies in peace. And what more shall I say? For time will fail me if I tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel and the prophets, who, by faith, conquered kingdoms, performed acts of righteousness, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, from weakness were made strong, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received back their dead by resurrection, and others were tortured, not accepting their release, so that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others experienced mockings and scourgings, yes, also chains and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn in two. They were tempted. They were put to death with the sword. They went about in sheepskins, in goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, ill-treated, men of whom the world was not worthy, wandering in deserts and mountains, and caves and holes in the ground. And all these, having gained approval through their faith, did not receive what was promised, because God had provided something better for us, so that apart from us, they would not be made perfect.
We all love the victorious stories in the Hall of Faith of Hebrews chapter 11. Enemies are defeated, people are rescued, lions' mouths are shut, and the dead are raised. But what about those who pleased God with their faith, yet suffered and died? The last entries in this beloved chapter convey a spiritual reality many people today are reluctant to embrace, that faith is not a means by which we get God to do what we want. We who belong to Jesus Christ through faith in Him have God's promise that He will heal all our diseases, rescue us from every trouble, and give us great riches, not now, but in eternity. The Lord said, however, that in the meantime we can expect tribulation, persecution, and suffering. So it's important to remember that faith doesn't rescue us from all this, but will get us through it. God wants us to remain steadfast in the face of affliction and temptation. Like Moses, we may be called on to endure as seeing Him who is unseen. So let's place our hope in God and hold fast to Him in faith, through good times and bad.